Wonderful weekend. We just love the Lord this morning. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayers. We open up service. So excited about what the Lord is doing and all the many, many blessings that He's given each and every one of us with. As we go to prayer this morning, if you have a prayer request, just show by raising of your hand. God knows. He sees each and every one. He knows the depths of our heart. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to praise You this morning, dear Lord. We want to thank You, Lord, for this new day, dear Lord, this opportunity we have to gather in Your house and in Your mighty name. Dear Lord, as we come together as one, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, may we release all those things that are burdening us down, all those things that are getting into our way and clouding our thought. Lord, may we put our attention straight on You, dear Lord, but we're not capable of doing it all by ourselves, dear Lord. We're just going to release it to You and let Your Holy Spirit just take charge. Lord, let the Holy Ghost have a free ring amongst us this morning, dear Lord, as we sing songs of praise, dear Lord, and we play instruments, but most of all, dear Lord, as we hear Your mighty word. Dear Lord, now You see those hands that were raised. You know the prayer requests that have gone forth on the text and in our prayer box and on the comments and our live feed. And, dear Lord, we're placing each and every one in Your hands. Dear Lord, we know that You're the provider. Lord, that You're the healer. You're the creator of all. And, dear Lord, that You have this world in Your small hands. And, dear Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, we just ask You to take each and every situation. And, dear Lord, as You heal and touch and mend, Lord, we're going to give You all the honor and glory. We ask that You'll bless our pastor and the ministry that goes forth out of this church. Lord, all the ministry leaders, dear Lord, we just want to honor You with everything that we do. And Lord, we give You all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Give them a chance to get the song together, Prayer Bells in Heaven. Page 276, if you would, please.
Brother
Prayer Bells in Heaven.
While we're coming there or whatever, I want to give God praise.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, so many times we ask for prayer requests, and then we don't never know what happens with nobody. But I think it was last week I sent out a thing on my sister who has that COPD real bad. And anyway, she ended up in the hospital, and she ended up with that COVID-19 thing and pneumonia. And she was in there for 5 days, and, of course, they was giving her that medicine and everything. But anyway, I want to give God praise. Because her and her husband both had the COVID-19. And she went home, I think it was like 3 days ago, 4 days ago. Anyway, she's been home now for a couple of days. And when you look at her, because we FaceTime her twice a day to check on her, she's still on oxygen, which is okay, but she does not even look like she ever had any kind of sickness whatsoever. And her and her husband both are doing great.
That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God. That is the God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer bells in heaven.
While we are living in this world of care, need a burden that we have to bear, but there's a prayer. The Lord's right hand, give it a ring and He will understand.
is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just give him a hand wave of praise. If he's blessed you at all or just brought you through any storm, dear Lord, we just love and praise you this morning. Lord, we just want to lift you up and honor you, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, your presence, dear Lord, your mercy, your grace, dear Lord, is so overwhelming. Lord, your spirit, dear Lord, as it just falls on each and every one of us this morning, dear Lord. And we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You may be seated if you can. Just turn around and wave to your neighbor and let them know how much Jesus loves you. Praise God, praise God. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Amen. Oh, absolutely. Amen. Love to hear those testimonies of praise. Amen. All right, just praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Just feel the Spirit of the Lord this morning and all that He's doing. This beautiful sunshine this morning. God is great. The announcement I've got is that this evening at 5 p.m. there'll be choir practice getting ready for the new year and all that we do. If you'd like to join the choir today, it'd be a perfect opportunity. Today at 5. If you have any questions, just ask Miss Penny. We'll put it on her. Ask Miss Penny. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Billy, would you ask the Lord just to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord.
Church this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I was hopeless. I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only song. Your mercy did for me. You gave me beauty.
I just want to say before we sing this song, it's not one that we've been singing, but I've been sort of down and out, I guess, for about a week now. Some of the rest of y'all may have been too. But you know what? Last week I got to thinking about, I don't need to be depressed or upset or anything like that, because I'm going home with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And it could be today, and it could be tomorrow. But I know one thing for sure. I don't know what else is going on in this world, but I know one thing for sure. When He comes, I'm going with Him.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to sing about today. And if y'all are going home with Jesus when He comes, y'all need to be shouting.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
How many's going? Amen. Come on, let's say a show of hands. How many's going? Glory to God.
Start off
with
the chorus. Start off with the chorus.
All right. Put your hands together. Safe on that crystal shore, we'll meet our offended Savior. Loved ones gone before, to live all eternity. Thank God I'm going home.
I'm going home to Jesus
in the
twinkling of an eye.
Well, I made
my reservation
for a mansion in the sky.
I may not know the moment, or may not know the day.
The trumpet to sound most any time. Crown of life that's waiting, thank God it'll soon be mine. I've got my invitation at a place called Calvary. By the precious blood of Jesus, the doubt's been paid for me. Well, I'm going home with Jesus
in the twinkling of an eye. I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky.
That's waiting. Thank God it'll send me mine. I've got my invitation at a place called Calvary. By the precious blood of Jesus, the debt's been paid for me.
I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation.
Are you going with me?
I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day. Jesus, in the twinkling of an eye, I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky.
church way. Well, I'm listening for the trumpets to sound most any time. The cataract that's waiting, thank God it'll soon be mine. Well, I've got my invitation. I said I've got my invitation. At a place called Calvary. How many of you know it? By the precious blood of Jesus. Well, the debt's been paid for me. And I'm going home with Jesus. In the twinkling of an eye,
made my reservation
for a mansion in the sky.
I
may not know the moments,
nor may not know the day.
When he calls the church away. One more hand clap for Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Said glory. Well, I don't know, but I kind of got a feeling. Man. I just kind of got a feeling. Nobody said anything. But I don't believe God's done. I said, I don't believe the Lord's through working. Amen. There's a song that says, God likes to work when nothing else will. We are so perplexed. We've tried everything. But it didn't get no better. Amen. God said, just stand back. See the salvation of the Lord. God's going to work. I believe it may not be like I want it. God's going to work. Amen. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him God's going to work. Amen. One more hand clap for the Lord. You may be seated if you can.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Are you redeemed by the blood of Jesus? Amen. Praise God. I feel the Holy Ghost. How about you? Glory to God. Go with us to the book of 1 Peter this morning. Yes. Yes. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sure. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Looking forward to it. Praise God. Yes, amen. I believe that. Amen. Praise God. Well, glory. Amen. Told you God's not done. God's not done. In the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, beginning with verse number 3, if you want to go there with me this morning. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. Praise God. When you get there, say ready. Amen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. I'm going home with Jesus. How about you? Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now, for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Can we pray? Gracious Heavenly Father, as we come before You this morning, God, we so thank You. God, for Your goodness, for Your mercy, for Your abundant grace, for those who have gathered here this morning. Father, I pray that You would continue to anoint this service. God, pour out of Your Spirit. God, I pray, Lord, that You would set the captive free. I pray, God, that You would heal the sick and afflicted. Father, I pray that You would save those who are lost and undone today. God, I ask You now humbly, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay. God, nothing more than a vessel, God, that You might speak to our hearts. And Father, I pray Your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Wave to your neighbor and you may be seated. Praise God. I ask you this morning to bear with me for just a few moments as I try to get to where I'm going. Daddy said he was once asking for directions. He stopped to ask an elderly gentleman sitting on a bench in front of a little store how to get to a certain place. And the man said, well, you can't get there from here. So I want to set just a little bit of groundwork before I get there. Amen, because I definitely want to get there. You may not understand it now, but hopefully at the end of this message you will understand and ascertain the scripture and also the topic that Jesus has laid upon my heart this week. I've entitled this message, Growing Pains. Growing Pains. I reminded this week of my dear precious mother as God began to speak to me concerning this. And of course, Mom's doing well physically, but Mom's just not altogether with her facilities at this particular time. But I have been so blessed by her parenting and by her leadership. As long as I can remember, they have been in church and raised us in church. And I remember as a small boy, sometimes after playing very hard all day, I was one of those that I gave it everything I got when I was out playing. I mean, when we was playing Army, I mean, it was just wide open. Cowboys and Indians, it was wide open. Baseball, I give it everything I could. Sometimes I'd come in the evening, and after sitting down, sometimes there would be some joints and some bones and some muscles that were aching. My mother never was one much for any complaining. She didn't do it, and she didn't really adhere to anyone else doing it. So I said, "Mother, man, I'm hurting all over." And she said, "That's just growing pains." I said, "But I don't like them." She said, "You want to always remain little?" I said, "No, ma'am." She said, "Then suffer through those growing pains. That's your body growing and maturing and muscles stretching and bones growing and all of that stuff. But there will be no growth unless you experience the growing pains." Can I say that the church seemingly has in the last few years reached a point where we became complacent and sort of spiritually satisfied. Things were going pretty well in the world. Had a little jingle in our pocket. Things were kind of running smooth. And, you know, when that happens sometimes, we don't quit serving God. Sometimes we quit praising God and seeking His will in our life. It's almost like, God, you can take a few weeks or months off if you want to. I ain't got no problems right now. But the first time that we get those problems or experience situations, we're ready to call Him off of His vacation and get back to our needs. Mama said, if you want to grow, if you want to mature, if you want to get big like your dad, you're going to have some growing pains. You're also going to have to eat some green beans. Amen. Going to have to eat some greens and vegetables, but I don't like them, Mother. Come on, you're going to have to eat some meat and potatoes, and you're going to have to understand the Word of God if you want to grow spiritually. I believe that with all of my heart. First of all, let us look at the promises that are here in the book of Peter as he wrote. Let's look at the promises. First of all, lively hope, incorruptible inheritance, reserved in heaven, kept by God's power. Whether you realize it or not, even right now we're being kept by God's power. I know the promise. Amen. I'm going home with Jesus. How about you? Amen. I'm not going to say, wait a minute, Lord. Let me handle a few loose ends. I'm not going to say, let me run back to the church or let me grab a few things. Because when that eastern sky splits, when that sound of trumpet blasts, I'm ready to go. Because I know that I have an invitation. My name is there. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus. Not only kept by God's power, but through faith unto salvation. How many love the promises of God? Come on, you can get more excited than that. How many love and live and expect the promises of God? How many today is a recipient for God's blessing and anointing upon you? Can you give Him a wave offering this morning? I believe we've all been blessed. I believe we've all been touched by the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior. But the writer doesn't stop there. Doesn't stop there. He goes on to say, though now, don't you bank your salvation and your mercies from God on what you are experiencing right now. I want you to remember, every healing, every anointing, every financial blessing, every time that God has held your hand, every time He's picked us up out of the miry clay, every time He said, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you, but I'll walk with you, and when you can't walk, I'll carry you. But though now, for a season, come on, if need be, God, is this necessary? If need be, you're going to go through a season. But don't give up. Amen. Because I hold the seasons in my hand. Though now, for a season, if need be, what does he say? Not the spiritual growth, not the lively hope, not the incorruptible inheritance, the keeping God's power, but he says now through a season of heaviness and temptations. Painful, but yet growth producing. Though now, for a season. The Greek word for season is meaning refers to a general time frame of an event in God's plan. Amen. We still blessed on that sermon that Brother Jeff preached, God's plan. Amen. How many, you hadn't forgot that yet, have you? Come on, it's still God's plan. It's still God's plan. And we ain't seen the end of it yet. But this is a season that has come because there was a need. There's a time of rejoicing. There's a season in Ecclesiastes for all these things. But I believe the Spirit of God impressed upon me that this is the season that must need be. If nothing else, for the growth and perfecting of the church, the body of Christ. Are you a part of the body of Christ? Come on, put your hands together for the blessing of being a part of the body. It doesn't matter what part, just put me in there somewhere. I'm all right with it. Man, this is a season that just didn't happen. I know we have said, did we see this? Did we not see this coming? How did all these things happen and all of a sudden? And 2020 was a season of despair. It was a season of grief, agonizing. Amen. A lot of things, but I will assure you, whether we realize it or whether we want to confess it, 2020 was a season of prayer. Come on, you know you prayed probably more this season than the seasons before because it's needed. Prayer is needed in this day and hour that we're going through. But it's a season. I said it's a season. Amen. But in this season, things happen. Your precious faith. We have been so blessed in this nation that for many years we haven't really had to live by our faith. We sing about it. We preach about it. We claim it and we do have faith. But I remember a generation. In fact, we pointed it out this morning. The song that we sang starting our Sunday school this morning was copywritten in 1926. Amen. Brother Chris, what was during that time? What was during that season? The Great Depression. Yeah, but Brother Eddie, we ain't going to have to go through nothing like that, are we? During that Great Depression, there was a spiritual anointing. There was a spiritual outbreaking. Many of the churches today were founded during the Great Depression. Many of our grandfathers and our grandmothers came through the Great Depression. We are the recipients of their prayer, of their faith, of their anointing. Glory to God. Sometimes it takes a season of Great Depression to bring forth the anointed blessing. Glory! Hallelujah. I got to confess. I've said it and my wife said it. How many know sometimes we have to be checked by the voice and the Spirit of God? We both said, well, we're along enough in our years now that probably this is not going to affect us, but for our children and our grandchildren. Let me tell you something. That is a great love that you have for your children and your grandchildren. And you don't want to see them suffer. You don't want to see them going through bad times. Man, you want them to be happy and prosperous and anointed. But God checked me. He did not say, I am the God of Abraham only. Hallelujah. I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac
and of Jacob, and of Jacob's 12 sons, and those who come after him. Why? Because as God's anointing is upon me, he will transfer that over to the generation after me. You know what? I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for protecting our children. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and anointing upon them. I'm not going to worry because they serve the same God. That is bringing us through the fire. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, but Pastor. Oh, but Brother Eddie. I don't think I can go through these growing pains. Oh, but the benefit, brother. But the benefit, sister, is greater than you'll ever be able to realize. Because it's producing spiritual strength. Glory to God. Spiritual anointing. Hallelujah. Susan used to sing a song, I got confidence. God's going to see me through. I ain't got confidence in me. And I'm going to try to, you know, detour around any political statements. I'm going to try to. But I ain't got confidence in our political system. My granddad used to, sometimes he'd get real tired. He'd just sit here and we thought, oh Lord, it's another hour. I don't have confidence in the voting institutions that are set up in our land. But I got confidence in a God that never fails me. In a promise that'll never be broken. Ah, hallelujah. In a reservation in the sky. Man, I got confidence in Him. He's going to see me through. Glory to God. Believe that with all of my heart. Amen. But I got confidence. Amen. God's going to see me through. It also said troubles come from time to time. But that's all right. I'm not the worrying kind. I got confidence. I said all of that to say this. What many of the church, many of we have been praying, God, don't let this happen. God, intercede. God, move on those. Let the outcome be different. But maybe God said, no, you need a season. You need, according to the Greek definition, you need a general time frame for an event in God's plan. To use a few sports analogies, it ain't over till the home team bats in the bottom of the ninth. It ain't over till the last few seconds of the basketball game. And then, man, I just say, if you keep up with any NBA, you only have to watch the last minute of the game. The rest of it's boring. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Only gets exciting during the last minute and the scores closely. Just take my word for it. West of it's a waste of time. It's in the fourth quarter and the 2-minute drill is on and you're driving down the goal line, all the fans in the stands are pouting. Their smiles are upside down. They think we have lost. Oh, can I tell you, even Satan himself does not know the full plan of God. And he's sitting on the sideline now and his chest is puffed out. He thinks, I've got the church exactly where I want them. I've got the nation down in despair. But you got to know, this is only a season. It's only a season of spiritual growth. Praise God. Praise God. Precious faith, more valuable than gold. Sweetheart, would you call Rob at Raymond and James and tell him we need to come down and talk to him? Our 401k is going south. God said, the reservation that I've got in store for you, you won't need a 401k. Up here, what you see is so precious and valuable, we paved the streets with it. Everything that you're ever going to have need of is provided. Live by faith. Though your precious faith being more valuable than gold, though it be tried by fire. Brings forth doom and gloom and worry and fret and anxiety and nervousness. No. Brings forth praise. Hallelujah. Praise. Thank you, Lord. I read an analogy. Whether you realize it or not, whether you're comfortable with it or not, God wants us to mature spiritually. He wants growth in you. Listen, growth don't make you any more saved. Don't get wrong. It makes you a whole lot more stronger. Amen. A lot stronger. And I read this analogy. Do we as Christians want to be like a flowing river of hope and faith and expectation? Or we want to be like a swamp of stagnation and still water? Still water, but once flowing around every curb, over every rock. How many has ever been to the Nantahala? To the Ocoee? You think them rocks are going to stop that flow of river? And there's a lot of rocks in there. Because we've been tubing on them things. I can attest, there's some rocks in there. Rob stopped me, but the water kept going. I want to be like a flowing river. There's an obstacle. Glory to God. There's a rock. Go on over it. Glory to God. The election didn't go like you wanted it to. That's all right. I'm just going to go around it by faith. Oh, hallelujah. Because your precious faith is more valuable than any material thing. Hallelujah. Like a flowing river. I want us to go to Jeremiah chapter number 5. Hallelujah. Verses 22 through 25. And I'm going to try to close with verses 26 through 29. Then I'm going to try to close. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know I told you that evangelist said, who'll give me just 5 more minutes? Hands went up all over. He said, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Hallelujah. Are you flowing? Church, are you flowing? Are we stagnant? Dude, no swamp stinks. Come on. You'd rather drink water out of a flowing river or a stagnant swamp. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, let the Holy Ghost flow over me. Let your spirit, let your anointing flow over me. I don't ever want to become spiritually stagnant. Jeremiah, you don't think I'm changing sermons here, but bear with me. Jeremiah chapter number 5, beginning with verse number 22. Fear ye not me? That's a question. Saith the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which hath placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both to the former and the latter. In his season, he reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Verse number 25 ought to petrify us. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. I know you've heard me say it. What one generation allows becomes the norm for the next generation. This thing just didn't happen overnight. It has been in the makes for a number of years. But God has a plan. I said, it's just a season. It's just a season. You know, sometimes in the cold, dark, dreary, rain, sleet, snow days of winter, sometimes we look out the window. When to say, I'll be glad when spring gets here. Amen. But you know, there's a season and there's a need for the season. God has plans for the four seasons, and He has plans for the seasons that we're going through right now. Whether you realize it or not, there are people today praying that haven't prayed in years. And it wasn't because we, the church, reached them. It's because trouble and despair gripped them. Come on. Church, we've tried it with invitations. We've tried it with church movement. We've tried it with promotions. And the world seemingly is unconcerned. But you let this season of despair and seemingly godliness, there's people that are going to be saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord that the church probably never would have reached them. God has a reason for the season. Jeremiah said, your iniquities. He's talking about the world, the nation. Amen. Maybe your individual iniquities haven't brought this, but the iniquities of this nation has brought this into being. And because of that, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Things that happen, sometimes we are affected by those things. But you know what? We serve a God. I'm still going home with Jesus. How about you? Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Now I'm going to read verses 26 through 29, and you're going to think that I picked up a newspaper of current events that is transpiring in this season. And it was written by the prophet Jeremiah during the backslidden times of Israel as a nation. Jeremiah is known as the weeping prophet. He prayed throughout the entirety of the backslidden condition of Israel. Jeremiah goes on to say in verse 26, "For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they are become great and waxen rich." I want to remind you of a scripture. The Bible doesn't say money is the root of all evil. The love of money. What we don't understand, somebody said it very profoundly, follow the money trail. Follow the money trail. Greed is at an all-time high. People are selling their soul for the almighty dollar. Turning their back on long-time beliefs and things that held true in our nation only to be bought off. And people are waxing rich. It's happened before. They are waxing fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. Can you say news media? Oh, it's just a peaceful protest. Rioters! Terrorists! Some with the same actions. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? Told you God's not finished. Come on. But you and I are going to grow during this season. I've made up my mind. Well, God made up my mind. Sometimes He speaks to me in a still small voice. Sometimes He hits me across the head with a 2x4. But they both get my attention. He spoke to me with a 2x4. Quit worrying. Quit fretting. You're going to grow during this season. Church, I'm not prophesying. I'm reading you what the Bible says. During this season, it can produce growth. Growing pains. They hurt sometimes. They're not comfortable. In fact, they're unpleasant. But they're beneficial. Mother was always saying, eat all your food. Clean your plate. And I was one of the pickiest eaters. There wasn't but one person more picky about his eating than me, and that was my little brother. He was more picky than me. He wanted what he called a soft egg. Mother had to fry the egg without any grease spots on it because that was dirt. No pepper because that was dirt too. And that thing, that yolk had to be, or that the white had to be so pure white, and the yolk had to be so that he could peel it back and dip his biscuit in it. That's all he ate. He didn't eat none of that. He just dipped his biscuit in it. He wanted a sop egg. I wasn't quite that bad. But I was a picky eater. I hardly ever remember cleaning my plate. And y'all, I know y'all said, good Lord, brother, you talking about the same person? Yeah, I was. But mother, she's always saying, eat all, you know, there's people over there in China. That eat. I said, give them my green beans. Give them my squash. You know, I'd eat what I like, but oh, clean your plate. So later on in life, I wrote her a poem, and I said, basically, I'm not going to remember the whole poem, but anyway, all through life, mother said, eat all your plate, all your food. You'll be big like your daddy. Come on, you want to grow and be a man sometime. In the last verse, something said, so I did what mother said. I ate most all the time. As you can see, mom got her wish. I weighed 369. But what she was trying to tell me, you need this now because you're a growing body. Man, I'm not near as picky now. I'll pretty much eat anything that's set before me, pretty much. But during these times, take advantage of the season that we're going through. Get a stronger, more in-depth trust and walk with God. Let your spirit grow. It can grow. Like I said, it's not going to make you any more saved, but it'll make you more durable. Amen. To the things, the shield of faith, all of those things come into play. Be strong. God will judge and avenge. He doesn't need me to do it. God will do it. I know it's unpleasant. I know that it's painful. But you know what? It is beneficial. Look at it that way. Rather than complaining and groaning, I'm speaking right to myself. Take that time of praise and adoration to God. Say, Lord, through this season, let me grow stronger, more dependent on You. Because I know that I haven't been able to see the end of the game yet. God will judge and God will avenge. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, I don't know how you're standing it. If you have not invited Him into your heart and into your life and made Him both Lord and Savior of your life, it's got to be unbearable. Let this be the day that you make Jesus both Lord and Savior of your life. Would you stand? Every head bowed, every eye closed.
What do you go through that for when you're a soldier? Your very life depends on it. Ha! And also, you watch your brother's back. We're not in here just for ourselves. We're in here for our brother's back. And he don't like no person that turns and goes the other way. He don't want you to go AWOL. He wants you to go all the way. Are you willing to hold up that banner of Christianity in this hour that we're living in? Thank God I'm going to march forward. Let me tell you, I think about all this, Brother Eddie. I live by myself, which some of you may. But I'm going to tell you, it makes you think, Brother Eddie. Am I going to stand up for Jesus during this time? All this is growing pains, Brother Eddie. It's getting us prepared. Are we prepared after all this time? Think about it. One more thing. Your instructor, your sergeant, sometimes you think he's very mean. When you get out, he says, give me 10. Da 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 da. What is that for to get you back in line, Brother Eddie? Hallelujah. There's no foolishness. Well, when it comes to being a Christian, there's time for all things. But your main objective should be prepared. And that weapon is the Word. Glory to God. And your gun is the Holy Ghost. It gives you power and anointing to go forth in the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, but I had to say this. He showed me this on the way to church this morning. It's a battle. If you don't like it, are you gonna? What are you gonna do? What do they call that when you leave? A deserter?
Retreat.
Why? It's the last moment. Why should we retreat from anything? And don't depend on yourself. You've got to depend on the training that the Word told you. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for that, Brother Eddie. Because it edifies what you told, and it's from the Lord. Praise. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Please, church, every head bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God praying. If you need a walk with the Lord, please, this altar is open. If you need spiritual strength, this church will rally around you and pray with you. We need to stand together, church. Stand as one body. Amen. Because God is the captain. Hallelujah. Is there one this morning in need of prayer? Please use this season as a prayer, as a time of prayer, dedication, and commitment to God. If you've never fasted, don't fast because I'm asking you to. Fast because you get spiritual strength from God. I will assure you that the more sacrifice you make unto God, the greater will be the reward. Church, if you got nothing else to pray for me, and pray for this church, and pray for lost souls. May God bless you and go with you today. We love you from the depths of our heart. Brother Jim, would you come?
dismiss us with a word of prayer. May God bless you all.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we stand together. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank Him for His Word, His message to us. And it is a time that we do need to seek the Lord and just draw as close to Him as we can. Just like we're gathering up our children, God is gathering us. And He's there for each and every one of us. I'm going to pause just for a minute. I feel also led that there's a need here in the house this morning. Whether you're watching online, and please just type it in the comments. Whatever the situation is in your life right now, know that we love you. But most of all, God loves you. And He loved us first, even before. You know, He even knew me, as dirty as I was, but God just made a way for me, and that's through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There is an answer, and God is it. Come on up, brother. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. God knows the needs.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we know, Brother Ketchum, Kevin, right now, God, on behalf of his neighbors, Father, you see that need, you know her heart tonight, you know her condition. Father, we're agreeing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you not only touch her heart, but heal her heart. Strengthen her right now in the name of God by your amazing grace. God, honor his faith, God, as he stands in on behalf of her. Right now, touch her, Lord. Let her fill your love, let her fill your spirit. Let her feel that healing virtue right now. Just speak the word, Lord, that she might be made whole.
Yes,
Lord, we give you all praise, all the honor and all the glory. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Praise God.
Glory to
God. Praise God.
Praise. Thank you for that. Believe she felt that, Brother Kevin.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. And you said ladies meeting Tuesday night over in the Idabel's ladies will be meeting Tuesday night at 7 p.m. over in the Curtis Center. If you have any questions, see Sister Linda.
6 o'clock.
Excuse me, 6. I forgot y'all changed. That's right. You're going to need to give me a note. We just said 6 p.m. Praise the Lord. Keep the ladies in our prayer. Strength of our church. Praise God. All hearts and minds clear. All righty. Praise the Lord. But don't forget choir practice at 5. Like to have you all back at service tonight. We're just like, you know, just inviting each and every one of you. If you're not coming, those online, please continue to put in your prayer requests and comments. And we look forward to, for those of you that can't be with us, just looking forward to you walking through those doors in Jesus' name. With this prayer, we're going to take an intermission to service tonight. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you. Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for letting us feel your Holy Spirit. For allowing us to gather together in your name and in your just to feel your presence, dear Lord. Through the message of hope, dear Lord, that you've given us, dear Lord, through strengthening and guiding each and every one of us, dear Lord, we thank you for answering the prayers that have been brought forth. And, dear Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory. Keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.